What is prayer? Welcome to our fourth leadership development video. What is prayer? Prayer is speaking to God, our Father, through the Son, by the Holy Spirit. It expresses our reliance and dependence on Him and our involvement in His purposes. Prayer is the foundation of the Christian's life from beginning to end, and prayer is necessary for our leadership in moving forward humbly and aiding people in arriving at our destination. My name's Andrew, and I oversee the events at Uni Fellowship, and today we're looking at the question, what is prayer? Now, most religions include prayer. There's many forms, postures, and times of praying, and many people pray. Spiritual or not, many will turn to prayer, at least in times of distress and disaster, crying out and calling upon a someone or a something greater than themselves, who they hope and believe will be in a position to come to their need and tend to their aid. Ask a person if they'd be happy for me to say a prayer for you, and I found 9 times out of 10 they'll actually appreciate it and they'll actually find comfort in it. The general idea of prayer can be familiar to us, can't it? But what is prayer within the Christian faith and practice? Well, according to what God has shared with us in His story, He shows us prayer for the Christian is different, it's unique, it's foundational. From cover to cover, the Bible contains numerous times of people's prayers, heaps of prayer examples, good and bad, a record of many prayers being answered, as well as unanswered, and people urged to pray and actually commanded not to pray. It's from this biblical description we can understand what prayer is. Prayer is a speaking to God, our Father, through the Son, by the Holy Spirit. It expresses our reliance and dependence on Him and our involvement in His purposes. It starts with the God who speaks. God first spoke the universe into being. Then, after addressing His own triune personhood, said, "Let us make humanity in our image." There in the garden, God calls upon, converses, and communes with His people, His first son and His first daughter. His clear and present word, humanity hears and answers. Prayer from the beginning is a talking to God in response to Him. Likewise, for us, prayer is a speaking to God in response to His word, the Bible, that He speaks to us in. It's where we bring our verbal reaction, if you like, where we close that conversational loop and we enjoy knowing Him. You see, prayer is not where or how we hear from God. He doesn't speak to us in prayer. That's actually to miss the relational dynamic that's at play. When I speak to you, you're not talking to me. Prayer generally is understood to refer to all forms of speech, like thanks, praise, questions, concerns, confessions. But the word prayer, though, especially in the New Testament, means to ask or entreat God. To pray is to voice our supplications, bring our requests, desire the action of God. Unfortunately, humanity gave up their voice. Rebelling, we refuse to speak, or we speak what is false and fake and too full of ourselves now. We shattered our fellowship with God and can't talk our way back. We're left with the sound of judgment and curse echoing across the ages. But prayer is made possible through the Son. Later, the second Adam, the true image of humanity, that second Son, the image of the invisible God, living and dying for us according to the will of His Father. And during the days, as Hebrews says, of Jesus' life on earth, He offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save Him from death. And He was heard because of His reverent submission. His redemptive and intercessory work means a new and right relationship with God begins as we actually call upon, pray upon the name of Jesus to forgive our sins and give us his spirit. It's Jesus's priestly and mediating work in God's presence that means he pleads our case and so welcomes us draw near. So with confidence, we can ask whatever we want and we're guaranteed an answer. By the Holy Spirit, by the gift of the Spirit, we're now adopted as sons in a new humanity and know God as our Father. We are enabled to address God and able to speak to him as such. As Galatians says, because you're sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you're no longer a slave, but you're a son. And since you're a son, God has made you also an heir. Our speaking to God, our Father, through the Son, by the Holy Spirit, shows our faith in him. That is, prayer expresses our reliance and our dependence on him as we react to the reality of knowing God and him being the one able, willing, and interested to hear, respond, act, and answer us at any time, in any way, according to our good and for his glory. And it's as we experience life with God in prayer, we identify with the outworking of his will and his ways for his world. As one Christian writer has said, the extent to which we know our Father, we think his thoughts after him. I like that, and I think that's right. All our personal and corporate asks increasingly take up his priority and plans, don't they? Prayer becomes the way by which we share the will of God. We see that what prayer is part of the means by which God achieved his revealed purpose and allows us to take part in that. That is what prayer is.